Welcome back to Courageous Living, Life with Sarah and Heidi. We are so excited that you're joining us today. This season, we've decided to talk about change. And speaking of change, we've changed direction a little bit. We've decided to share with you a little bit about what's going on in our world and how we use the tools that we share with our clients.
I love that we have kind of shifted directions on this podcast because, you know, we took a little break there for a bit because we were both going through some stuff. And I love that we have switched gears in that we're not just like trying to coach people on our podcast. We're literally just trying to show you that we've been there too. And we were just having a conversation the other day about how we feel like, you know, sometimes our clients look at us and people look at us like, oh my God, they have it all put together. Everything's perfect in their world and they have nothing wrong, but you know, they're the experts. So I'm going to go to them, but you know, don't really trust them yet. And I don't really know what to share with them. And we were talking about that and it's like, oh my gosh, we need to show people that we're human too. And that we go through our own stuff and we're really no different than you. Maybe the only difference is we now know how to manage that. We know how to manage the things that we are going through because let's face it, we're humans. We are always going to face crap. We're always going to have troubles in our life. We're always going to struggle with something, but we are also always going to come out the other side and have great days. We have the same struggles that you do. And we want to show you that you don't have to dwell in it. You don't have to let it overtake your life. Though there are some days like yesterday for me that it does. And Heidi and I were actually supposed to meet to have one of our podcast episodes. And I was not okay. I was having a horrible day. It was a mess. I was a mess. We start recording and I'm like, I can't do it. And she's like, let's stop. And I'm like, that is real, guys. Like I was going through something and I was not ready to get out there and do what we do. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. She was gracious and loved me through it. And I gave myself some space and I gave myself the opportunity to just sit in that for a minute. And here we are today, back at it, doing what we love to do and talking to you about it. So we have bad days too. We have days that we're just like, things are not okay. And it's all right. Like we can take that time to love ourselves, to take some space, to do what we got to do, to sit in it, allow it to be there. We're not trying to pretend that there's nothing ever wrong in our lives, but it just was a great reminder that, you know what? It's all right. It's all right to have a bad day. It's all right to go through some stuff and it's all right to talk to your friend about it. And we ended up having a great conversation about it. And I felt like I could give myself permission to navigate that with Heidi and with myself. And it was beautiful. And then today I wake up thinking, you know what? That was exactly what I needed. I needed to take that time to navigate through this and to give myself some rest and some space. And I wake up today feeling amazing. And today was a busy day. I had a lot of clients. I have this call and it's like, wow, I feel like I'm really on point today, which is amazing. That's what this is all about. So that's kind of our direction shift is we're not just going to coach. We're not just going to teach you about some things and some things that you might be going through. We're going to show you that we have also been there and will continue to go through these things. And here's how we navigated it. Hence the Life with Sarah and Heidi.
Yeah, it's so fun and awkward to share this side of ourselves because, you know, when you take on a venture such as this, you want to present your best self. And this is where we know exactly what we're doing. We know exactly what we're talking about and we don't ever have any problems. And so to take the filters off, if you will, and say, this is me raw. I'm going through things similarly to you. It's humbling, but hopefully what you can find through it is connection to yourself, connection with us, connection with your family, your loved ones, and even God. We want to increase that. There's so much lack of connection in the world right now. And Sarah was very sweet about me being gracious yesterday. Well, she was gracious with me today. So I recently moved out of state. I was living in Texas. I'm now living in Utah. And there is a 1 hour time difference between Sarah and myself. And when we talked about meeting today, I'm like 12 o'clock. So I put it in my calendar as 12 o'clock and forgot to take into consideration the time difference. So Sarah's sitting there like, TikTok, but in a very kind way. And she's like, are we meeting today? And I was just like, oh my gosh. And so it's really interesting how now that I'm getting older, how my sense of time has changed. Like I forget about, like I said, anybody can forget about, you know, time zones, but even how long things take anymore. I used to be like, that takes 15 minutes. No, really, that takes a half an hour. And so I'm having to make those adjustments. And I don't know why. It's only been the last couple of months. And so she was super gracious and saying, no problem. I'll just grab lunch and we'll just start at noon your time. And so I appreciate that a lot, Sarah, because I felt really embarrassed.
Well, I felt embarrassed when I broke down and cried in front of you yesterday. So it's fine. We're even.
Well, you know, and this really reminds me of something that I've been talking about this past month and something that really resonated with me. And that's about authenticity. We connect when people are being authentic. And so when we try to put on these filters or put on, you know, fake it till you make it type attitude, it builds mistrust and you're not actually connecting. And I saw this, you know, the gospel according to TikTok. Mm-hmm. I saw this TikTok video where they were talking about studies about energy and vibration. And they were saying, what do you think is the highest vibrational energy out there? So if you want to raise your vibrational energy and you want to live in a positive space, what do you think the highest vibration energy is emotionally? And everybody kept saying love. Love is the greatest. Love is the greatest. And he's like, that did rate very high, but there was one thing that rated even higher, and that was authenticity. And if you think about it, when we're being authentic, we're living in our truths. As a Christian woman, I believe in God, and I believe he lives in truth. And I feel like that's why we're able to connect when we're living in our authenticity, is because we're connecting to our real selves, the spiritual selves. We're spiritual beings here to have an earthly experience, and we get that confused sometimes. But when we are authentic, we are our spiritual selves, which means we can connect easier with one another and can connect with God, which then can empower us and strengthen us. And so, so we're going to be authentic with y'all.
That literally is what I want to be this year. That's on my little, I don't know if you call it a goal sheet or whatever, but every year I set some standards for myself. I don't do resolutions, New Year's resolution, because that literally is like a bunch of goals that lead to a resolution. And that takes a long, long time. And so I'm like, I'm not going to like give myself this thing to do for just a year. Like this is a lifelong process for me. So I don't do resolutions, but expectations for myself are this year, I want to be more authentic, because you're right. It is a trust factor. It is a being real factor. I want my kids to see that I can be real with people. And I guess this kind of goes a lot of different ways, honestly, because for me, like with my clients, I'm not going to dump all my stuff on them. They're here to seek my help, my wisdom, my education, my experiences to help them see their potential in their future, right? So for them, I'm not going to unload all the stuff, but if it comes up and they're thinking, you know, I'm alone in this, I can go, well, yeah, I've been there too. here's my experience, just so that you have something to grab from that, so you see that you're not alone. Now, family, let's say, I am very close to my family. I feel very blessed. I know that is not everyone's story. Matter of fact, I'm probably the minority in that, that my family and I are very, very close. My parents, like my siblings are all gone, but my parents and I are very, very close, aunts, uncles, everybody. I feel like I can be authentic with them because there's also the piece of judgment. I don't feel judgment from them. So I know I can be authentic with them. They've always supported me. I can have the stupidest idea in the world or the craziest idea in the world. And they're like, that's amazing. Go for it, which I appreciate. So that's a different piece of authenticity. There's another one with people that you don't know very well. Like I've been told by many of my friends, it's really hard to like get to know you. And I'm like, that's okay. I'm okay with that because I get to know someone else and I observe people and I watch people and I see how they treat other people. And I kind of watch their authenticity. And then I decide for myself, is this someone I want in my circle? I'm friends with everybody. I love everybody, but those deep connections are the ones I want to be authentic in. The other ones, it may take me a while to get there, and it's okay if I don't, because that just means that, you know, this is my space that I want protected and to be my authentic self with me and these people. I'm still authentic, just maybe not to the deeper level. So like, there's so many ways you can look at this authenticity, but for me this year, again, since I don't do resolutions, my, I guess a goal for myself is to go ahead and be more authentic with even strangers, because I'm finding in my practice, in my coaching practice, that that is what people are craving, is like, have you been through it? Can you help me? Or can you help me? If you can help me, have you been through it? And I haven't really shown people that before. So it's like, gosh, there's so many people that I could be helping. And if I'm not authentic, they're not going to see that. No, I, not only do I know what I'm talking about, I've experienced it and I can share that with you. So I really want to be more authentic this year. I don't want to be like this big mystery, you know, where people are like, I don't know. Can she help me? Can she be there for me? Is she going to be a friend? Is she whatever, you know, in any of my relationships, I just want it to be real. And the thing with that too, I think that I struggled with in the past is, well, if I'm real, am I going to hurt people? And that has been a big thing for me. And I'm like, you know what? I had to do a lot of work on that because I don't have the power to hurt people. People get hurt because of what they think about me. And so I had to really do some work to get past that, to realize me being authentic doesn't mean I am going to air dirty laundry. It just means here is how I feel about this situation, or here's how I feel about this. I'm not throwing anybody under the bus. I'm not blaming stuff. I'm not, you know, making excuses for me. I'm just saying, here's my experience and here's what I thought about it. And here's the end result. And it's all okay. And I think that is so important because that's how I thrive, is seeing other people going, this is where I'm at. This is what I went through. We have so many coach friends, mutual coach friends that do this, and they do it so beautifully. And even you, Heidi, you do this. And I'm just like, man, I want to be like that. And I'm like, why can't I be like that? Well, I can. I absolutely can. And if I can help anyone else by being vulnerable and authentic in that way, then I, by gosh, I'm going to do it. And I think that's just such a big thing for me this year. So that's where I stand with authenticity.
Well, you said a lot and it was amazing. And I'm in my head making all these mental notes. I love that you touched upon boundaries in authenticity. So sometimes or oftentimes we do not share because we do not feel safe, because we don't know what the situation is. We're not sure what environment we're walking into. And it's perfectly okay to say, okay, I'm going to just kind of observe, and then maybe I'll dip my toe in the water. Then maybe I'll wade into it and then I'll jump completely in based on the experience I'm having. And so I think that's okay. And I think that is being authentic, because that's being authentic in your boundaries and concerns. And so I love that you mentioned that. And I also love that you said, yeah, it's not like when we're with our clients, it's not about us, it's about them.
Yes.
And so we don't want to bring our experience necessarily into it. However, we've noticed with clients, well, at least I know I have, I can speak to me, that I've had conversations with clients who said, well, I thought you just lived a perfect life and you didn't really understand what I'm going through. And I was just sharing with Sarah a minute ago, I had one client I had met, and we were in a meeting in the office, and my now ex-husband was bringing our divorce papers in. We were not contesting it, and he just needed my signature for him to file the papers. Needless to say, that was a hard day for me. Mm-hmm. And I had to take a moment and step out of my client meeting. And I went out, was out for 5 minutes, signed them, and did what I needed to do and jumped back in. And when I came back in, I said, hey, I'm really sorry, I need to take a couple of minutes for that. But I was signing my divorce papers. And so it was not a typical situation. And their jaw just dropped and they're like shocked. And they're like, oh my gosh, you experienced this too. And I said, yeah. And they said, you know, I thought you had everything together, you know, and how can you possibly understand what I'm going through? But now I'm realizing you're human and mm-hmm. you experience the same things. And like Sarah said, we have gone through the fire and we're on the other side. Mm-hmm. And that's how we were able to get the tools to help our clients. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we want to do. That's what brings us joy, is helping people so that they don't have to experience pain as much as they need to, or as long as they do. Sometimes there are things that can happen to manage all that, so that you can find joy faster. And if we can facilitate that, that's what we want to do. So I love that that's your goal for the year. So thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, there's so much that can be said about this, you know, specific topic. But I think it's so powerful to see that, you know, you're not alone, people. You are not alone. No matter what fire I was going through, I did feel alone. But now that I've gone through this work with coaching and everything, I'm like, wow, I literally am never alone. And I want other people to know that, which is part of this goal, is like, I just want people to see that they don't have to keep suffering. And it's not like you're necessarily avoiding the pain. It's like, okay, let's experience this and see what it's all about and how we can work together through this to come out the other side healthier, happier, more at peace. Because I think so many people either avoid it or they ignore it, or, well, I guess it's the same thing as avoiding in a sense. Or they buffer by, you know, eating or drinking or whatever they're going to do to just make sure that they don't have to feel that. But we are proponents for feel it, let it be there, let yourself feel whatever it is that you're feeling, so that you can acknowledge that it's there and it didn't kill you. Like, it's not going to kill you. And I think that's part of it, is when I felt so isolated and alone, and I was like, this pain that I'm dealing with is literally going to kill me because no one understands. And that's what my brain told me. And so finding that help and those people that have also walked through what I walked through was so helpful to me. And so for me, I'm like, why would I not share that? Why would I not share that? Yeah, I've been in the same boat. Sometimes I'm still in the same boat. Sometimes I still, yesterday, exhibit A, sometimes I still go through it. And guess what? Heidi was there to support me. I wasn't alone, even though minutes before we got on our call, I felt super alone. And she was there to rally around me and support me and love on me. And that's what I needed, because she's also been there and experienced it and knows exactly what I'm talking about. And it was so helpful. And so that's the point of this conversation is like, we just want everybody to know that you're really not ever alone. And if you feel like you are, there are people like us that will rally around you and that will support you and love on you and help you get to the other side.
100%. Yep. I love that. I don't have anything else to say because you said
Awesome.
it
Yay. All right.
so
Well, we're going to cut it there then. And
beautifully.
just, I love that we're doing this again. I love that we have put the spin on it of it's life with Sarah and Heidi. It's not experts teaching people how to do stuff. It's not, these master coaches that are showing people how to live their lives. It's we've been there, we've done that. This is why we do what we do for a living. And we want to help as many people as possible. And that's why we're doing this. So you can see that we're in it with you.
Welcome to our inner circle.
That's right. Yes, I love it. All right, until next time.